Today's going to be an adventure. It's 8:08. Good morning. Welcome to the morning after. It's not going to sound great today.
It's going to sound amazing.
We'll do our best to make sure the content is overwhelmingly entertaining because we sound like this. I've got a cold. D's got a cold. There's now two times in my life when I remember you called me. One, I'm getting a divorce, which was a total fake out. And two, the other day, you called me.
Yeah.
What was it for?
Oh, to find out what had happened with that other person that was supposed to come in yesterday. You sent me a text and my God, this was totally different than what I had expected.
That's right. And D got me sick then and there. It's 8:09. Let me pull over my show sheet here today. How do you bribe your kid? I've been sitting on that topic, and now that we've got a couple of parents to help out, we can do that. Probably my new favorite game of the new year, What's the Word? We'll get into some local stories and a new baby and a porn star and a president. There is another ProMedica Impact and Inspire event coming up Thursday. A friend of mine, Allison, will come in to talk about that. Great throwback songs. You know we do throwbacks all weekend on Q105. And $20 million for a lady on a show that probably deserves it and deserved a lot more a long time ago, but she's getting it now. We'll get to that before the end of the show. It's the morning after. If we have time for calls, you can always try to check in or hit us on social. But 419-240-1055. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and your good neighbor, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And a second former seaman with us today, sitting in the black gay seat. Let me introduce our friend from last week, and we've had her on before, Jen Wakefield.
Good morning.
You have to be closer to the mic.
You got to turn it on.
Is it the right one? Let me try it again. One more.
Good morning.
There we go.
I still don't get these buttons. Hi, Jen.
Hey.
Jen was here last week. We were talking about a cyber safety class, and that's coming up at Levis next week, right?
Yep, the 27th.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about that. If you've got some questions, we'll give you some places to find Jen, and we can get you in on that. You ready to get sick? I actually invited you here today to get sick.
That could be the best early birthday gift ever.
Get it? Getting sick?
Yeah. Because then I can stay at home, Netflix, under the covers, check out from life.
What are your current birthday plans?
Hibachi and maybe a little drinking.
Okay. Well, we'll try to put an end to that for you.
So sweet. So sweet.
Everybody is, a lot of people are battling. I know there's been 5 local deaths, but I'm sure that, not to sound mean, but I think that they were old people. And what happened?
Some of them.
I know the last guy was an old guy.
Yeah.
And they tell you, like, I don't, like, with flu shots, like, if I happen to have a doctor appointment in during flu season, I'm like, yeah, plug away. Or if I want my $5 gift card at Target, sure, pop it in. But I know they say, like, did Cohen get one?
Yeah, he got one.
Like, if you're old or young, I guess get one.
You know, but here's the thing. Once again, my question about this flu shot, when they first released it, they said it was 10% effective. They were like, it's 10%. This flu strain that we're seeing is different. It's amazing. It's powerful. It's killing 40-year-old athletes. Like, oh my God, people are dropping dead. And then all of a sudden, the flu vaccine turned into 30% effective. How did that happen? Who missed a group of people who were still alive? But people are still dropping dead. I swear to God, I think they tell people that so they'll go out and get it. Because I hear this, 10% is better than no percent. No, it's not. 10% is still likely that you're going to get the flu. You have 90% chance of still catching the flu.
I've never read, like, we've quashed, like, you know, everybody knows now that vitamin C doesn't do a damn thing for this, right? Like, I guess if you take it beforehand, maybe there's some efficacy to it, but the like, when my mom would, when I tell my mom I have a cold, she's like, well, start popping vitamin, it's BS. With the flu shot, I've not read up on this enough, and I guess it can potentially shorten or lessen the severity.
It makes me sick when I get the flu shot.
For real?
For like a day or two, I feel like crap.
Because what they do is they inject you with inactive strains of flu.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do run a risk of getting some of the effects of the flu for a short period of time once you have this shot.
But I think it's like, you know, like when I share with like my mental health medications, everybody's body chemistry is totally different. Mm-hmm. So like in this case, what is it? An ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. In this case, that does work.
I absolutely. Like, in like real life circumstances.
Oh, I know, but you like, can still do your best to avoid catching other people's germs and whatnot.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, once again, it's a sickness. Everybody, you know, I didn't know this. For some odd reason, this seems to be the super flu. It's the scariest flu I've ever heard of on the news.
Do you know what I think has enhanced its ability to spread? For us, like over the holidays, everybody was together and everybody was huddled inside because it was so cold, letting those germs just spread. So
do you think the temperature, like one day it's 45 and the next day it's 8? Do you think, or is that something else that people get?
That's also old wives BS. Going outside with a wet head?
Mm hmm.
Oh, yeah, no.
The temperature fluctuating or you going outside, one day it's 45, the next day it's total BS. It has nothing to do with it.
Interesting.
But you could throw at my pseudoscience, my theoretical pseudoscience, everybody's together for the holidays, huddled inside, germs are passing from one person to one person. That's why I think I got it later than everybody else. Because once everybody got outside again, I started to catch it as I was huddled by myself on my couch.
See, I think the only way you can prepare yourself for any kind of illness is to try to take care of your body.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sure, people have bad habits, but, you know, to minimize those effects, you know, try to eat a little healthier. At least go to the gym a couple of times or exercise for a minute, because the stronger your body is, the better prepared it is to fight off those kind of things. And even if you get it, the fact that you're at least trying to take some kind of care of yourself will mitigate how long you're affected by whatever you catch.
I didn't have jury duty this week.
All right, no way. Really? I'm shocked.
Because you would have seen it on Facebook Live from the courtroom. I was so excited. I called on Monday, and I had never called for jury duty before. And I was number 19, and they said like 1 through 10 show up, and then 10 through 13 or whatever the second was, come at 12:15 or call. And then, so my number wasn't there. I called back on Tuesday to see if I have to go on Wednesday. They said, we got who we need. You're off. Scot free. They were concerned.
You wouldn't have made it through the vetting process anyway. No, you wouldn't have.
I would have.
No, you wouldn't. I know. Look, I'm a big proponent of positive thinking, and I'm glad that you saw a goal and you wanted to meet it. But there is no way that they were going to put you on a jury.
What would have denied me?
I think that you would have gotten 3 questions in.
What are the questions?
And then they would have been like, we're going to pass on this one.
Jen, have you ever been to jury duty?
I was in the exact same position as you, and I didn't have to do it.
What did they ask you?
I like called, and I wasn't one of the members, so I didn't get even that far in the process. I was quietly excited about it. I kind of wanted to do it because I'm obsessed with crime shows and things.
And you guys, like, they don't want you guys. Like
we know everything because we watch TV.
Because you're like, I need forensics.
Right.
I'm going to need some DNA. They're like, sir, this is a speeding ticket case. I don't care. I'm going to need some. I need to see skid marks. I've seen this on CSI. They want the people who are actively trying to avoid jury duty.
I literally watched like 2 full seasons of SVU in the weekend before I was almost.
Yeah.
Coming off of a summer of Mindhunter, and I'm fresh off Narcos, so I'm hoping for like, we caught them with 58 tons of cocaine, and we'd like you on the jury. Well, hell yeah, I just finished Narcos, let's go.
Do we have the chemical breakdown of what of what region it came out of, a Colombia? I'm familiar with that color. Usually you shake it and it turns blue.
It's 8:18, the morning after. We're all sick. We will get to how you bribe your kids to do what you want them to do next.
Got a request? Q-text it to 411. 411-